Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are.
That's Sir Elfton bringing us back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Douglas is our guest. Steve is the author of a new book called Purpose Pie, Really Living in the Sweet Spot of Life. Steve, thanks again for being here. PurposePie.com is the website. You can find it. I'm sure it's available at Amazon, Steve.
Yes, Amazon, right. Barnes & Noble, Books a Million.
All right, so check it out to all those places. What is the sweet spot? You've been talking about purpose in the previous segment. We did quite a bit of defining of what purpose is, what your purpose is.
Right,
in life. Not what you're doing, but why you're doing it. So what is the sweet spot? What do you call that?
Well, the sweet spot, first of all, as I shared earlier, Jim, with your listeners, I've been a business owner myself for 29 years, and what I discovered once I found my purpose, there's a clear line distinction. Typically, as a business owner, you're involved with attainment and achievement, and once you find what I call your true, unique, and authentic purpose, this becomes more contributory. You are more concerned with others than yourself. It takes on a whole different hue. And the sweet spot is, pie and purpose. I actually had that as the registered trademark. I went to intellectual property attorney, had that registered trademark. It's an acronym, peace, passion, eyes, inspiration, ease, enthusiasm. And the symbolism of pie, most pie I've ever eaten is sweet. And so the symbolism there is once you find your purpose, once you find your OBT, your one big thing, your calling, I use a lot of acronyms and purpose pie. Calling for me is creating a labor love inspired near God. And your mission, my inspirational sweet spot, is opening now. And there's a lot of symbolism there. And it takes on a different feeling of experiencing life that is almost indescribable. And until you go down that path and have that journey, you really don't understand it until you witness it firsthand.
And do you feel that more people than not are challenged with this? Not that they're not fully capable of having the kind of life you're talking about, the kind of purpose, and being all the things that you say you've accomplished, you've acquired all the centering that you've been able to attain. It's that there are too many things in their way.
Yeah, we
including themselves, right?
Exactly. We live in a busy, noisy world filled with a lot of chatter, a lot of distraction. And Stephen Covey. I was a big fan of Stephen Covey, and
he's a friend. He was a friend of ours
recently. Great guy, and I read just about every one of his books. I just had great admiration for him. He made a clear distinction in his highly acclaimed book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He talked about how, when you do those 7 habits, a couple of them, think win-win, be proactive, begin with the end in mind, that sort of thing, you can become highly effective. But his follow-up sequel book to the 7 habits was the 8th habit, and if your listeners have not read that book, I would highly encourage it.
We helped him launch it on the show.
That's awesome. That is all. I'm honored to be on your show then, especially with that track record. But the 8th habit, for those readers, listeners that have not read the book, it's when you find your voice and inspire others to find theirs. And he makes a comment about that's when you take effectiveness to greatness. And that's what purpose does, Jim. It creates a level of greatness within your being, and you start touching and impacting people in your community and the world in a more profound, measurable way. That's kind of overwhelming at times.
Here's one thing to think about. I'm going to be the devil's advocate just a little bit. I'm going to throw a little bit of a block up here. I agree with you. To my opinion, having a purpose is where it's a subordinating thing to me almost, meaning that I have said, okay, I'm going to make sure that I inconvenience myself for someone else, whether financially or from a time standpoint or whatever it might be. I'm willing to contribute something to other people, even if it costs me something. That's kind of part of my purpose. So I agree with you about that. But other people may define their purpose in a different way. And don't they get to do that? I mean, you and I are presuming that we own the franchise on purpose. And I think other people may not feel that way. I think, shouldn't people be able to define their purpose their own way?
Well, Jim, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of this purpose thing is a paradoxical thing. A lot of people, I think, shy away from it because it is more of a contribution mindset than.
And some people are uncomfortable talking about spiritual things.
Yes, yes.
I'm not.
But I'm not either. And the interesting thing about purpose is that once you go on that path, what happens is the giving-receiving principle is highlighted in a grand way. Mm-hmm. And what I mean, when you start contributing to others, it's really not an inconvenience. You find out things come back to you unexpectedly. Coincidences happen. And I love the quote by Albert Einstein, coincidences are God's way of remaining anonymous. Wonderful. I wish I had the time to tell you all the things since I found my purpose that have just shown up.
Hey Steve, I gotta wrap it up. And I'm gonna get you back another day though. PurposePie.com is the website. Steve Douglas is the author. And by the way, folks, when I said spiritual, I didn't mean religious. You know that. Hey Steve, would you come back another day? Good job today.
I'd love to, Jim. Thank you so much.
Steve Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Purpose.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.